Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Mark Farner's American Band is coming to McMoran Theater a week from Saturday. We're so excited to have him coming to Port Huron and to have him on the line with us right now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Paul.
A pure Michigan original. Michigan's always been your home. How come?
I love it. I'm a homeboy.
It's a great place to be from and a great place to be, isn't it?
It is. I've been all over the world, and, you know, as far as the vastness of what we have, resources. I'm an outdoor guy, you know. I farm. We raise our own garden. I eat my own food. I kill my own deer. I fish. And there's no better place to do that. And we got great people here.
How did growing up in Michigan and returning to Michigan, you know, after you go out on the road and you always come back here, how does that shape your sound and your songwriting?
Well, it gives me, the depth, especially going and playing in front of, 185,000 people and then coming back and then going fishing. And yeah, I mean, it gives you the reality of who you really are. As far as my choice of where I live, I'm on a farm here in northern Michigan, and I'm never, in my own mind, I'm not this big rock star. I'm just this guy who is lucky enough to go out and play music, who's lucky enough to have been able to pick up an instrument and learn how to play it by myself. I mean, I had three lessons, and then other people showed me chords and what have you, and I just kind of, and picked up the keyboard by myself. It's in me. Music is in me. It's, what I was made to do, and so that's what I'm doing here. But Michigan, it feeds me, it feeds my soul, and it feeds my music, and it's poured out in songs over the years, and people, they know me from who my songs say I am.
You know, I was going to ask you, but you've already answered it. Do you get tired of this? Does it, does it ever become a grind, going out on stage night after night? It sounds like no. It sounds like this is what you really love to do.
Oh, no, it's never a grind. And even when you're, you slept overnight in the airport and you got one eye open and you're going for that gate, It's like that's part of being... it's part of the test, part of being in the business.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I think people seem to think that rock stars lead this glamorous life, and certainly aspects of it are glamorous and are, fantastic and wonderful, things that, none of us, most of us will never even know. But then there is that, riding in the back of a van, even at this level of fame and after this many years, it's still a grind, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Definitely a grind. And people, you're right, people, they always say, oh, man, I wish I had your job. I think sometimes, I wish you did too, buddy, so you would know. So you would have, have the feeling and have the experience of knowing.
Talking with Mark Farner, Mark Farner's American Band coming to McMoran here in Port Huron next weekend. What is that feeling like, though? I mean, so we all know what it's like to sleep in an airport, I think, or ride in the back of an old van. But, that moment right before you step on stage, what's that feel like standing backstage knowing that you're about to step out in front of a sold-out auditorium or arena?
Well, it's like I said, they know me because of who my songs say I am. They know my music. This audience that is there... they are feeding me, even though they haven't seen me yet, and I'm just still, backstage. I'm trembling, Paul, because I don't know. It's just I've never gotten over it. It's like my mother would say, "Oh, grab your guitar and play." She'd have people over. Mm-hmm. grab your guitar and play something. And it's like, oh, man, are you sure? Are you sure you want this? It's great. It's like, you know, you're right on the tiptoes, and you really got to go pee real bad at that last minute, you know.
How do you put your set list together for each show? Because that's got to be a big challenge, too. I mean, because you don't want to peak too early, but you want to grab everybody right away. What's that whole thing like?
Well, having the internet, you have the advantage of asking people what they want to hear, and we have, and we've polled, for our audience, so we've polled to see what kind of songs they would like to hear in the set list, of course, and we asked them to write down 10 songs, and we had like 2,700 people that gave us their 10 songs, and we constructed our set from that input. You got a good average, and then you got to have, like you say, you got to have the contour of the dynamic of that set, because I don't want to peak too early. But and you know what? I'm coming up. I'm sneaking up on 75 this year. So, I don't have the energy I did when I was 25.
Yeah.
But I don't want to let them know. So, constructing the set list and just pacing ourselves. I want to give it to them all the way through and all the way to the end. But people, they're looking for certain songs. They came there. They're singing with me. They're dancing to the music. And I love it because I'm a dancer, and I love to see when people dance, especially when guys dance, because there's not many guys who have the confidence of dancing. They could if they would just commit to it, but it's hard to get a guy to get out on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm one of those that doesn't have the confidence, but I'll tell you something about being in a live concert with music that you love. You hear it, you just can't help but jump out of your seat and start dancing.
Bingo. There we go.
Yeah, you mentioned that you're a dancer. Yeah, you grew up participating in dance competitions, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Me and my sister Diane, who's 17 months older than me, and I'll never let her forget it, Paul. She and I would enter the dance contest, and because we practiced at home and my mother showed us how to dance, and we boogied, and then we did our own impromptu things, but we would dance together. We always, it was like a little team, and that's what people like to see. They really love to see a team going and doing it together, and syncopation and doing it to the music and smiling because you're having fun doing this. I love it because even on stage, if I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't be there.
Well,
I tell you right now.
And the audience wouldn't be having fun. I mean, there's something about that energy that that feeds you and you feed them. I mean, it's just it's a pretty beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's there's waves of emotion that roll over the stage, and I know where they're coming from, and I'm facing that audience 100% of the time.
We're so happy that you're coming to Port Huron next weekend. We're really looking forward to the show. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time this morning, Mark. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul. Good to be here with you. And if I don't see you in the future, I'll see you in the pasture.
Mark, take care.
You too, brother.
All right, bye-bye.